we're doing Sefer Maasiyot, and so too Rabbi Akiva said when he was, Rabbi Akiva was in captivity. The Roman Empire had taken him into jail, and the maid came in with bread and water. And when the guard, the officer saw how much water she brought in, he said, "That's ridiculous. What are you? You're trying to make a hole. He should dig out." And he poured out some of the water. He didn't let her bring in a lot of water. And when he had that water, so he washed his hands with that water, and he was going to die of thirst. So his students asked him, "What's wrong?" So he said, "Look, even though I hold that I really didn't need to do that, but all my friends disagree with me, and they say I can't eat the bread without washing, and this, and so I listen to my friends, and better I die, but I uphold the words of the sages, then I go against what they said." Our sages said, if your friend calls you a donkey, then neigh like a donkey. Rabbi Abba said to Rabbi Abba Mari, how do we know this? What's the... it's not halacha, it's good advice. So Rabbi Abba asked Rabbi Abba Mari, how do we know this? So he said, because when the angel appears to Hagar, he addresses her, he says, "Hagar, the maid of Sarai, where are you coming from and where are you going?" So what does he call her? He reminds her, "You're the maid of Sarai." So what does she answer? "I'm running away from Sarai, my master." And therefore, Rav Nissen Gaon concludes over here, we have to know to give weight to the allegories, the Mishalim that are quoted from the earlier times, because their basis is in the words of the Torah and in Chazal. Our sages told us a person should only connect himself with someone that's similar to him. Esav married into Yishmael. Yiftach got a bunch of friends who was like him. Anashim Reikim, the Gemara calls them that they were empty people. It's not the leader of Am Yisrael. He had Ruach HaKodesh, but when it came to Torah, so he was considered an empty person in Am Haaretz. So Yiftach connected with Am Haaretz. Our sages said, every bird looks for its counterpart. And a person also should find someone that's similar to him. And this is relevant to Shiduchim and to friendships as well. Our sages say, when you attach to Tamei, Tamei, and what's attached to Tar is Tar. And the Gemara gives the following mashal. The Zarzir is one type of bird, went to the Orev, to the raven, because really they come from the same genealogy. And a person should try to bring his friends close when they want to be close. Rava said to Rabbi Abba Bar Mari, how do people know this, that if you call to your friend and he's not answering, so push, take something big and send it to him. So we have a verse that supports this. So that, Bezachem, we're going to pick up next time.